Hello, all, and welcome to the Rockstar Season 1 finale. Woo! Tonight, we have three contestants. Clary dropped out, so we replaced her with Autumn. So thank you so much to Autumn for recording her songs all in one day. That was extremely epic of you, and I really, really appreciate it. I wanted to get this out quicker, so I had to record this downstairs in my living room. So that's why my quality is bad. And we have a special guest judge, Dizzy, tonight, along with our guest judge, Faded. So I hope you enjoy. And up first, we're doing Muse. So Aria is up first.
I was searching you. Combined like a neutron star collision, I have nothing left to lose. You took your time to choose, then we told each other with no trace of fear that our love.
Right. Welcome to the Rockstar finale. And this is the first round of Muse. Well, I mean, it's the first round, which is
that
Muse.
That is Muse.
Not all three rounds. And tonight
that would have been epic.
A special guest judge, Mega Dizzy.
Hi.
He's an expert on Muse, so we had to bring him.
Yes.
And it's known for Sing It and Rockstar.
Dizzy, would you like to give us your credential?
Well, yeah. So, I'm Mega Dizzy, and you guys might know me from shows such as Sing It and Rockstar and a few other shows I don't remember at the moment.
Okay, so Aria, we will let Dizzy go first with his notes because he's our little guest.
Expert.
Faded, you used to be the guest, and now you're not so much anymore.
Oh.
So, yeah. Hey, Aria. So, first things first, my name is Mega Dizzy, and you may know me from other shows such as Rockstar and Sing It, and some other ones I don't quite remember at the moment. Now, on to the critique. Ah, I love this. People singing Muse besides me, and it's awesome. But, now, I love that you did this song, one of Muse's new songs, like from their new albums. I thought that your energy was freaking awesome, like, because I know that Muse is like crazy energy. Matt Bellamy's voice is crazy out there, and it's projected, it's loud, it's, and your vocals were clean and everything. I love everything about this. The only one thing I could nitpick about was that on the low parts, your voice got really quiet, and like, it didn't sound off or anything. It just got really quiet, and it felt like you were probably struggling to reach the lower notes on the lower parts of the song. But besides that, I thought this was an excellent performance. I'm a really big fan of your voice, and like, this was really good. Oh.
Yeah, I agree with actually like pretty much everything you said. I thought that the low parts, you got really quiet, and it felt like it was too low for you, but it wasn't. It just that you didn't sing it out enough, I feel like. And starting around 118, the backtrack picked up and got like bouncier, and your vocals got quieter for me. So it got kind of hard to hear.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just like my ears or something.
No, I definitely had that happen. It was a very strong song for me. Like, it had a ton of power, like emotionally and vocally. And I loved it for your voice, especially when you were like belting and stuff. I agree with Dizzy that your energy was spot on, and it had like a very like musical theatery feel to it in a way.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, it sounded really Broadway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that was like a really good pick for you. So I enjoyed this. This was a good start to the night. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much all I had. The only thing I have to add is like your pronunciations on some of the words sounded kind of classical, like on choose and on like hell and stuff. And I thought like, maybe you could have like made it not sound as classically ish. And that's pretty much all I really had. This
she
was like really good.
Does that a lot? I find on some certain songs more than others, where
yeah.
She does like she goes like chewies, like it's
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I like it. I think it's a stylistic thing that you do, which is
yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like how she was trained, maybe.
Yeah, and I like it. It's sometimes it throws me off when you do it too much, but when you have it in there like subtly every so often, it's very nice. Faded. I'm sorry. That was like your turn to speak, and I just jumped
okay.
in.
That's okay. After three people, I don't really have anything else to add. I really, really liked your emotion and your energy on this. And, yeah, I also had the musical theater thing in my head. I was like, oh, I could see her doing this on Broadway or something. It's exciting.
An ending yeah. number.
Yes.
Final
like an epic, like, whimsical flying dance number or something.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't really have anything to add. Sorry.
Sorry. We took everything.
Well, there wasn't anything to really say.
I know.
It was epic. So
yeah.
We're done.
Up next, we have Cookie's Muse song.
The laugh as they watch us fall. Lucky don't care at all. No chance for fate. It's a natural selection. I want the truth. Hungry.
human rest. I wanna push us beyond a peaceful protest. I wanna speak in a language that they'll understand. Dedication to a new age. In the sea of destruction, a rampage. Another chance to erase it and repeat it again. Counter balance is commotion. We're not droplets in the ocean. Ocean. The laugh as they watch us fall. The lucky don't care at all. No.
Hey!
Chance.
Hey!
For fate is a natural selection. I want the truth. No religion, a mad virus. Is there a hope that the facts will ever find us? Let's take the bus and turn out. Counter balance is commotion. We're not droplets in the ocean. Ocean. The laugh as they watch us fall. The lucky don't share at all. No.
Hey!
Hope.
Hey!
For fate is a random chance selection. I want the truth. As they watch us fall, a
and lucky they don't care at all. No. Hey, chance.
Hey,
for fate, it's a natural selection. I want the truth. I want the truth. I want the truth. I want the truth.
All right, Cookies, first song of the night, Muse. Faded, since you didn't get to, like, say much last time, you can start.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, I thought your emotion was great and your energy stayed high through, like, the whole song, which is hard for a 7-minute song. I really liked your haze. I was like, hey.
You do.
It was really exciting. And then your enunciation was a little sloppy, though, because I couldn't really understand what you were saying some of the time. And around 2:24.
Oh, no.
What happened? I'm so confused. I don't understand. I don't know what happened.
Did you send the wrong file? Like, yeah. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Because it was, like, so strong right before there. You were like, religion, na-na-na, something. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, strong verse, na-na-na.
Yeah. And then it was like,
yeah, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Finding Nemo.
Oh, my God.
Shark's feet.
But
it was like you were so confident, and then all of a sudden you were like, wait, I did it wrong, hold on, and then you kind of backed off.
I feel like maybe it's such a long song that you just forgot that part or something.
Like, it's the finale.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, it's so sad because I really liked this a lot.
Me too. I am very disheartened right now.
But, like, after that happened, I was like, I couldn't pay as much attention to it because I was, like, confused. I was like, what just happened? What
else? Yeah. Yeah, Val, do you want to go next? Because we'll go, like, backwards this time, so.
Oh, sure. I don't know. I liked this. It was good for your voice, but I didn't think I liked it as much as everyone else did because, like, the energy was good, but I don't feel like the energy matched the backing enough. Like, it sounded like it really had to be, like, amped up, and it was amped up, but, like, it wasn't, like, raw.
Right? Really? I thought there were parts that were.
Yeah.
I definitely agree that there were a couple parts where it.
Yeah, there were some parts where it was low, but I felt, like, overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, at the end it picked up more, but then, like, the rest of it was kind of, like, good energy, but not, like, as good as much energy as the song required.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I thought the music was kind of loud, and the haze I liked, but they didn't sync up to me. They sounded unsynced.
You mean like the first hey, where it was like, hey, hey, or whatever?
Yeah, like one went like a millisecond later.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, I liked the reverb. That's about all I really had. I liked this for your voice. It was good.
Do you want to go, Dizzy?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I agree with Faded Phantom and Crystal. Ah, Valk.
Real name. They know now.
Oh, just forget you heard that. But yeah, I agree with what they said. You had really good emotion. I thought this song really fit your voice and everything. The part in the middle where you sort of messed up, we all think it probably sent the wrong file, possibly. But the haze, I thought, were pretty good, too. I kind of wish you had layered a few more so it would sound like a whole chorus. As I remember in the original, it sounds a little more like at least 4 people singing. But besides that, I thought your energy was really good throughout all of this. And, yeah, I liked it.
Okay, yes. I, like, just feel so bad because, I mean, Oh my gosh. Like, on Sing at 8 for my Fall Out Boy song, I sent her on file. It wasn't as, like, drastic as this. It was missing a set of harmonies that I had added, which, like, wasn't that big of a deal because it still had the song. So I, like, feel your pain when, cause I just, like, feel so bad when you're going to listen to this tomorrow and you're going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You're just going to have that, like, moment. Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything everybody said. Your mixing was kind of strange for me. It was like there were moments when your vocals were really loud, and then there were moments when your vocals were really quiet. And I liked your energy throughout. I liked it for your voice a ton. I thought this was a really great job. Like, I'm so sad that that thing happened because, yeah, you did a really good job of keeping me interested for all 7 minutes. Like, when it was over, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, it's 7 minutes long. Like, that's really intense for the finale. But it, like, it fit for me and worked. So, yeah. My one other comment that I don't think anybody has said was that towards the end, when you were, like, repeating the word truth, I don't know what the phrase is now. I didn't write it down.
I want the truth.
Yeah. It sounded like you lost steam on them slowly. Like,
oh, yeah,
the first one was, like, really strong. Then the second one wasn't as much. And then the third one was even more. And then the fourth one was really, like, kind of blah until the very last moment when you kind of did this weird, like, truth, like, slide thing, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's all I have, too. So I think that you did a really great job with this, and I feel really bad that that happened. So, is everybody done?
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Up next is Autumn's Muse song.
You could be my honest. I'll always love. You could be the one who listens to my deepest inquisitions. You could be the one I'll always love. Be there as soon as I can, but I'm busy mending broken pieces of the life I had before. First, there was the one who challenged all my dreams and all my balance. She could never be as good as you. You could be my unintended live my life extended. You should be the one I'll always love. I'll be there as soon as I can, but I'm life I knew before.
little story. I woke up this morning at 8 a.m. and I had an email from Princess Clary. and it said that she wasn't going to submit tonight. And of course, me being me, I freaked out and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God. Oh my God. and so I was like, I mean, like, I can ask Autumn, but I feel so bad because, like, that's so, like, much work for one day. Oh, my God. But she totally was down for it, and she legitimately recorded, like, all of her songs in one day. And she, like, had a rehearsal for something and, like, school and, like, a ton of other things, and she did all those and this, so... Thank you so much. Like,
Yay. Autumn rocks.
I hope you had fun, and I hope it wasn't too stressful. okay, so, like, I'll talk about the song now. This was a really, really, really lovely choice for you. It was nice because I feel like we've had a little, like, collection of things with Muse so far. Like, Cookies had kind of, like, a rock thing going on. Aria felt kind of musical theatery, and you were very, like, acoustic and chill, which I really enjoyed. There was a couple of small pitchy moments. Did you type at the beginning? It kind of sounded like somebody was typing. I don't know if that was one of us.
Oh, I thought it sounded like a chair or something that had like
okay. Yeah. So because... I wasn't like, hold on, wait, I'm gonna see, like,
I definitely heard something, but I kind of just was like, oh, it's her.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, like, I didn't notice getting anything, in position or something. I don't know. I didn't feel like it took away, so I didn't care.
I mean, like, it doesn't matter. I'm just writing everything because I just, like, wrote things down as I went. There was a tiny, like, voice crack or something.
Yeah, in a couple of spots.
Yeah, but, like, it worked for me as, like, you're passionate. This goes, you didn't really have any peaking. Like, I thought this was pretty well mixed, which was nice. You sounded really passionate throughout it. Like, it sounded like you were just really feeling the song. I could just, like, picture you, like, singing it with, like, your eyes closed, feeling like, oh, man, like, everything and stuff. And let's see. I liked your ooze at the end. I mean, honestly, I thought this was really, really, really good. So, Dizzy, why don't you go?
Yeah, I agree with Raish. Like, I thought this was a really good choice for you. This is one of my favorite Muse songs. I'm glad that you chose this one. Let's see. The only note that I, really found was that at about 2 minutes and 10 seconds, like, the note sounded a little off. Like, you just hit the wrong note at that point. And not that this is a bad thing or anything, I just noticed that on the second chorus, it sounded like you switched to your head voice to hit the highs on that one to make it sound falsetto-y like the original. And then you switched right back to the chest voice that you used in the first one for the third one. Like, I don't think it's anything bad because it sounded good anyways, and yeah, I really like this. Your voice sounded clean throughout all of it, and I could really feel the emotion behind this, so yeah, good job.
Faded.
Yeah, I really like this too. I thought you had, like, really good emotion and energy throughout, and the note on 210 that Dizzy said, I felt like maybe it was off because it was a little too low for you. That's what I felt like. It was just like it got a little too low, maybe, and that's why you couldn't keep the pitch. But I don't know. Maybe you were just off a little. yeah, I don't know. I really liked this. I felt like this was a really good choice, especially since you had to record, like, 3 songs all at once. So good job not going with a really, like, high-energy, rocky one.
Yeah, I thought this was, like, a safe choice.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I felt like it was a good song for you, and yes. Woo!
Valky can finish it off.
This was awesome, and it's like even more awesome because you recorded it in a couple of hours. My only like note was like the voice cracks, and I thought the music was a little too, like a teeny, teeny, tiny bit too loud.
Really?
But kind of.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm calling you out, Valk.
I might be wrong. But yeah, I really liked like how haunting and passionate you sounded. Like, it gave me chills. So it was like, yeah, really awesome and well done. So good job.
Woohoo. Done. Yay.